Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show. Grateful Dead feel to it, you know?
That'd be called the blues, baby.
Funk jam band thing.
The blues. I'm liking this.
Nothing else for her to see. So then she calls on me just to help her lose those happy birthday blues.
Ah, that's very cool.
Woo!
I like it.
You like it?
I like it.
You
well,
like
good
it?
Morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of you. We've got a full house today. We got Steve Silva's here.
He's almost here.
Amber Ashby Gary's here.
I'm here.
My favorite producer, Zach, is here.
The only one.
That's why he's my favorite. And I am Sean Roberts, and together we are your Weekly Dose podcast.
And thank you for joining us today as we are streaming live to you from Orange County, California. We're the only podcast who continue the radio traditions of Mark and Brian, so if you miss them as much as we do, then you tuned in to the right show.
You did, and I'm going to tell you something, guys. I'm stealing the show today from Sean because it's his birthday. We are re-celebrating Sean's 50th birthday. We're doing it. Take two. I'm going to be Sean today. But if you are looking, I know, this is hard shoes to fill, you know. So if you are looking for a podcast that's fun, interactive, and that you, the listener, can be a part of every week, like a family reunion or getting together with your friends at a bar, then guess what, guys? You come to the right place. This is the podcast for you.
Aren't you going to talk about the show?
I just did.
Besides calling in, you can also interact with the show several ways. You can comment on our website, weeklydose.com. Send a message via Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Say hello to us on Facebook at yourweeklydose. Or if you want to send us a personal message, you can email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Hell yeah, baby. So today's theme song is Happy Birthday Blues by B.B. King.
Love it.
For Sean's.
Love it.
Redo. Birthday.
Happy birthday. Woo! Sing it, baby.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Got to pay your
dues. All right.
Pay my dues.
So we're
going to pay my dues.
We've got Paul on the show today.
Awesome.
A little Paul action. We're going to do some listener emails. That's going to be Steve's job. He's going to do some listener emails.
Got him right here.
We're going to do a few fun things for some guessing games because he's a music nerd. So we're going to do like some little fun things with him. We're going to have a little fun field trip for you.
Okay.
What do you think? I'm going to do something for you that I did for my kids because you're like a big kid. So
I'm a huge kid at heart.
Right?
I'm a huge kid at heart.
You are. So
he's a big boy.
Steve, do you want to do that part right down there? That part right there?
What?
I can do it. Besides calling in to the show, you can also interact several ways. You can connect.
I already did that.
No, well, I know. We reiterate it. You can comment on our website at...
Go ahead.
Yes. You can comment on our website at yourweeklydose.com. Send us a message via Twitter, Instagram, at yourweeklydose1. Say hello to us on Facebook. Steve, shut up. At
you guys are screwing with me, aren't you?
No, we're actually not. You're just really fucking high.
A well-oiled machine, folks. 5 years on the air, a well-oiled machine.
I don't think I can get this high.
Oh, boy.
Oh!
And if you want to send us a personal message and tell us how much you fucking hate us, do that, too. You can email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com. And, you can always download the show for free from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But you know what? Subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose. You guys, we need your rating and reviews. Even if it's bad, just give it. Give us some attention. Because any attention is good attention, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, besides calling in, you can also interact with the show several ways.
shut up. All right, all right. So today's theme, I already said that, was Happy Birthday Blues by B.B. King, because it's Sean's. God, you're getting fucking old, man.
I know. I'll be 51
so,
tomorrow.
So old.
51 tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
And last year, obviously, was my 50th. And I got to say, everybody did a beautiful job last year.
Oh, gosh. That was epic.
It was. Yeah, it really was.
That
it
was an epic COVID birthday.
It was. Yeah, and it wasn't the one that I actually wanted or to have originally. And the reason why I'm jokingly calling it, you know, it's my 50th take two.
Yeah.
Is because tomorrow I'm doing an open mic thing do every Sunday. But I'm also doing a jam session. So all my musician friends hopefully are going to be coming out and everything.
You hear that, guys? You hear that?
And that's what I wanted to do here at the house last year.
Yeah.
So this year we kind of get to do it, you know, at the bar and everything. So we'll see how it goes. That's why I'm calling it, you know, it's the 50th take two.
So we need to repost it too. I'm going to share it as well.
Yeah.
We'll
get the everybody can come on out. It's like
Sunday from 2 to 5, and then we're going to do a jam session afterwards.
Yeah. Lucky John's
I
on
get
Beach
up
Boulevard.
And sing a little song with
I him like today. Jam.
Oh, my God.
I like bread and butter.
I like toast and jam.
Okay, all right.
That's what my
so really quickly.
Those are for the folks that are over 50.
Here's my version. Thank you, Amazon, for the music. Bing. Thank you, Amazon, for sponsoring us. Bleh. There we go. Jeff Bezos has enough money. We're good. Okay.
Excuse me.
So.
Oh, God.
That's that part. Now, you know what I want to do?
Oh, God, what?
I want to catch up.
All right.
I want mustard.
Wait, wait, wait. If you're me, then I get to be you.
La,
la, la, la, la.
La, 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 la.
Oh, my God.
La, 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 la.
La,
la. La, la. La, 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 la.
I'm slightly offended by the face you're making right now. Is that what I look like? La, la, la,
exactly.
La, la.
Exactly, to a T.
Oh, God.
But without the drink in your hand, of course. I've got to let everybody know. We're already drinking for me right now.
You're already drinking.
I'm having mimosas and also Bloody Marys.
Double back, baby.
Yeah, so.
The breakfast of champions right
it,
there.
It is. And
as my friend Robin would say, mimosa.
Mimosa.
Here's some celery.
Yes, I...
With a drink.
I listened closely to your directions, and you wanted spicy bloodies. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the quick one.
It is the quick one. And it gets you a little high. It gets a little stoned.
Yeah, it does.
So, yeah, the boys are having the drinkage.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Zachary we're driving, so we're the designated drivers today.
We're actually in space right now. I have us in a shuttle.
What?
The designated DJs, basically.
Yes, we are.
The designated talent.
All right, so let's see. Who wants to go first? Let's get him out of the way real quick, because we know what he did. Go for it, Steve.
I got stuff to talk about.
What?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I had a good week. Well, one of the things I did that was really cool, it kind of surprised me because I'd forgotten, but I came across the Best of Taxi on YouTube.
Oh, awesome.
And it was like an hour long, and I was like, what the hell? I laughed my ass off. I forgot how great the show was, how many Emmys it won, how many were the actors in it, and oh, my God. So that was really cool. And then on Sunday, day after last week's show, I went to Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the Lakers.
Oh, I brought my Lakers hat.
Their first playoff game in like 8 years.
And how do they do? I've missed
that they play in at the Forum.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
And they ended up losing.
I know. They're having a shit season, man.
And I'm like, oh,
damn
it.
I'm sorry. Did you say that they played at the Forum? Is that what you said?
Staples Center?
Oh.
They play at Staples.
Yeah, Staples Center.
Okay, I thought you said something about the Forum.
I don't know.
Played briefly at the Forum when they were doing construction on the
Staples. Steve, what night was this he saw? Because they won.
It was Sunday. if everybody let me continue, you're all absolutely correct.
Look, I'm running a podcast, so I'm not paying attention to everybody.
Okay. Anyway.
You sure are correcting everybody, though.
True.
Then Tuesday, they played again.
There you go.
And in Sunday's game, Anthony Davis, just wasn't feeling it. He couldn't get a handle on it, and it was really bad. And then the whole other team kind of, were confused. And so they ended up losing, but then they They got it together and came out on Tuesday and Thursday and beat the Suns both days.
Oh, good.
So now they're up. After being down one game, they are up 2-1.
What was it, like 108-93 on Tuesday?
So they're not like complete failures.
Yeah, it was like it was kind of fun actually.
Now, has LeBron been playing or no?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, okay. He's getting more and more, because when he first came back, he had to stop for another couple of weeks, and he came back just before the end of the season. He's been taking it easy.
Mm-hmm. He did this one slam dunk. I think it was like probably like maybe an hour and a half into the game. Mm-hmm. I was with my friend at Taps in Yorba Linda by my house, and the whole restaurant bar just went, oh!
Oh, yeah.
Because he just slammed right in front of two of the Suns and all that, and they just looked like, what happened?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was a good shot, and LeBron just kind of gave them this look like, this is my house, bitch.
Right. Yeah, there was one play where the whole team went to the opposite side of the court. So the other four guys were on one side of the court, and he was on the other side with Crowder, and he just schooled him.
Mm-hmm.
Came up.
Yeah.
And then after he went by Crowder, somebody else came in to help, so he kind of floated and he turned and did a reverse layup and it went in. Everybody went nuts.
It was a fun game. Yeah. It was a really fun game.
Yeah. So
I'm really bummed I missed that one. So when's the next game?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow at 12:30.
And who's carrying the game? Is it TNT I see here?
It's who's what?
Who's carrying the game? What network?
It's Spectrum.
That's
no, what network? Not the.
That's the network. Well, it might be.
Channel, like what channel?
It would be on TNT if it.
That's okay. Okay, because I see right here.
Yeah.
TNT and the NBA.
Cool.
So. All right. So I'll be wearing my hat proudly today for LeBron.
Nice.
I wore it yesterday, too. Maybe that's why he did so good.
Yeah.
Keep wearing it, baby. Just the hat, nothing else.
No, I'm gonna wear clothes.
Just the hat.
I'm going to wear clothes.
Just the hat.
So, okay. Steve, is that everything we got? And then pleasantly mimosed.
To quote someone I watched a lot of this week.
Oh boy!
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Well, Zach, what do you got?
I did a demo recording with Brock and Bill Farmer again in Hollywood. That was Tuesday before the Laker game.
How's Brock doing?
Good. He lost a lot of weight. He looks really good, actually.
He got a lady.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
He got a cute little lady, so he lost all his weight.
So he's been exercising.
But but they have a cool stuff. So the way it used to be over there at Mr. Farmer, Bill Farmer, a.k.a. the voice of Goofy of the last 40 years, for those of you living under a rock, he's still Goofy. Plays the voice for Goofy. He usually does these recordings inside of a recording studio, much like this one, in his house. Mm-hmm. Well, since COVID a year ago, they set it up so that he's got a booth built into his garage and a microphone, and I mean the whole setup is in there, and like a monitor so you can see each other, and you know, like a little intercom so we can talk to each other.
Oh yeah, okay.
So that's how I did that. Long story short, it took me 40 minutes to do 5 pages of a script of different characters.
How did it come out?
I don't know yet. It's going to take a few weeks to put everything together.
We already know you did fucking great.
But
that's my fifth F-bomb. I'm sorry. I got to cut it out.
No, because we cut things out on this show. but I did, like 5 different pages, 5 different characters. It only took me 40 minutes. Now, they always tell me, we've had people that are in here for hours because some people just don't know how to take direction. So, I'm kind of bragging right now. So, I got everything done in almost one take for every single character in about an hour.
But that's good, though, Zach, because that shows you the talent that you do have, though, and how well you can work with the directors and take the direction, though.
Yeah, I'm useless today because I've been doing...
Ugh. You spent it.
Yeah.
Spent it all up.
Well, they're finally letting people back into the studio at iHeart.
Mm-hmm.
So they want me to start training in the studio so I get a feel of what it's like to actually be there. And lately it's been like... 4 p.m. to like midnight, and I got to do that tonight and tomorrow and possibly Monday. So I'm just like dead to rights right now. But, it's the experience I need to get. I'm meeting, meeting the right people. I mean, it looks like a real radio station. It's crazy. And this is all just for a traffic network.
Right.
But, it's fun stuff, though.
Good, man.
I just wish there was more hours in the day. I really do.
Your eyes are closed as you're saying this.
I know.
Poor guy.
I'm glad I'm looking in the corner of the wall.
But once again, Zach, I couldn't be more proud of you, though.
Thank you. Let's give me a round of applause, shall we?
Absolutely, yes. I Heart Radio.
Almost people in the hallway. That's really cool.
I heart you.
Where do they come from? Who let them
in?
I think... intern Christopher did.
Hang on, hang on, I do my Japanese.
Okay.
Doshimo somadeshita.
Arigato.
Oh, that was nice.
You like that, don't you? And then, so Amber was before I got in yesterday, Amber was texting me asking
we were
planning stuff for today. Yeah. And I told her I literally just got in. I could not talk on the phone. She's like, okay, well, call me when you're off. When you're off? I'm like, midnight? She's like, ugh, call me anyways. So I do. I'm driving home. Hold on. Let me get my phone.
Okay. Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
I'm driving home. I call her, and it goes straight to voicemail. And she goes, hey, can't talk right now. I'm having sex. Talk to you tomorrow. I didn't know.
I was worried he was going to call me back. I know if he read that, he'd be like, oh, I'm leaving her alone.
Well,
but
I did.
True. I did.
So wait, you were making that up?
No, I wasn't making it up.
Oh, okay.
I just knew that I had to be honest about it.
Okay, see,
get you to leave me alone.
So you legit were.
Hi.
Yes.
And.
Yeah.
Yes.
And maybe even a little.
Yeah.
I hate those sound clips. I did not like them.
I like who it is. So
they hit home too much.
So yes, I am. I am officially dating. I'm dating somebody.
Nice.
Yeah, baby.
We've been dating for a.
Oh, can we say her name now?
Oh, yes.
Is this Kara?
This is Kara.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yes.
With a C?
Not my sister.
No.
I have a sister, Kara, too. It's funny because...
You do that stuff back home.
That's Alabama or Arkansas. Yeah. That's Arkansas, not Ohio.
Yeehaw. I know some people there.
Oh, boy. Some cousin love.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, no, we... so funny. It's a funny story. My sister, Kara, is actually like... is one who swiped on her for me.
Oh, really?
Like, no, my sister's like, no, I like her. You're going to talk to this girl. You're going to talk to her.
So your sister, Kara, said
my sister
you
forced
up.
Me, yeah, because I was anti.
Oh, that's cool, though.
I was anti-anything, anti-dating, anti-anything, and I was like, no.
So and things are going good?
Oh, my gosh,
considering
yes.
you had sex last night?
Dude, I got a text from her saying I'm having sex last night. It's going great.
Lots of awesome things.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's... fucking awesome. So
good.
Everything's good. Cheers.
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 Cheers
to sex.
Here's my mimosa.
Cheers to all of that. All of that. All of that shit.
That's awesome.
Okay, so that's pretty much my catching.
We got our boring crap out of the way.
Work. Yeah. For me, it's just work and dating.
Cool.
And sex. Yeah.
That's good.
Whoa.
Job, new job going well?
It's going amazing. I love my new job. Got some auditions coming up. Things are going good iTunes is interested in, so they're gonna start. Things are going good.
Ooh. Wonderful.
Slowly but surely. It's like any project you work on in the industry. It's like hurry up and wait.
Wait. Yep.
Hurry up and wait, and it's really fucking frustrating because you bust your ass,
mm-hmm.
you put everything aside, you put your heart into it, and then you wait.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you want to quickly give us a little?
For me?
Yeah, why not?
Week was pretty good. Basically, I sent out a bunch of resumes to see if I could start performing out because a lot of the restaurants here in Orange County are opening up. So started to, throw out resumes, see if I could start performing out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And worked on my train set a little bit more.
Choo-choo.
It is actually now complete, so I can run a full train on it now.
We have to check. I have to look at it and see.
So it's really good.
Do you have it set up yet? Does it... run on it yet? Or
yeah.
So you did.
I can run a train on it now. So yeah. So it's complete. I completed the bridge and the trestle and everything. So it's a full circuit. So yeah. And I did that the other day. And
is it big enough for me to sit on yet?
No.
Damn
no.
It.
We have to add water. We have to add water to make it grow a little bit more. You know, and everything.
A little water, a little
so,
sunshine.
A little water, a little sunshine, you know, some hard rocks.
Railroad monkeys.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But starting to do the landscaping now, so I'm starting to do the hills
awesome.
And the mountains and stuff and everything, so it's coming along.
Your choo-choo project.
My choo-choo project, exactly.
Well.
Yes.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes, it does.
We have somebody special.
Who?
On
me?
The phone.
Wait.
On the phone.
No. This awesome what? Sauce guy here.
Yeah. You know that theme. The man who cannot stop talking about the movies. The myth, the legend.
Mr.
Paul Preston.
I was doing the Audrey Hepburn, darling.
Hey, Paul.
What's wrong with your show today? I'm listening to the show, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we're talking about, like, Sean's train set. I'm like, why are we talking about that when clearly Amber has not gone on enough with a sex story? I'm like, there are no other topics when that comes in. You guys are on to, like, I built a train. Sean, shut up.
Paul, you want to hear some more stories?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I fucking hate those noises.
Lesbian sex 105.
Awesome. Yes.
With Amber Ash McCary.
Jack, tell us more goofy sex stories. Go ahead. Let's combine everything.
Okay, I do have a really fun one. Do you want to hear a really fun one? She convinced me. So we went. I spent the weekend with her. Hang on, Paul. You're going to love this shit.
Yeah, slower, please.
Spent the weekend with her. We both were on our periods.
Oh, no.
She convinces me to try the Diva Cup. I couldn't get it in. She puts it up me. It gets stuck.
What's the Diva Cup?
It's this silicone period thing you put it up.
I regret asking for this.
It catches all of the blood, and it's easier to get out.
Yeah,
and take
although, but I could not.
Get
so
it
that's,
in.
That's how we were. We went to Ojai for this romantic weekend, and. She had to fish the cup out of me at a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, my God.
That was fucking awful. It was amazing.
How about new?
Whoa.
Talk about a different kind of hot sauce.
I wish I'd been there.
You know, I needed to quell the boners in the room, so.
Wow.
That was her plan. Paul, do you want to go back to goofy sex stories? That might be a little hotter. Well, the one time that the cup got stuck, I got it out.
Yep. Goofette or whoever, I don't know who he's married to.
Oh boy.
that's Goofina.
That's my story. There you go, that's my story.
Really, at a Mexican restaurant?
At a Mexican restaurant, yeah.
Give salsa a whole new meaning.
At a Mexican restaurant.
I produced the podcast for Disney, the D23 Inside Disney Pie. We interviewed Bill Farmer back in the middle of last year.
He's awesome.
It's a dog's life show on Disney Plus.
Yeah, he actually
Bill Farmer, check that out.
Well, something funny, he showed me before that even came out, he was showing me like a little promo that they made for it on his iPad. So I got to see like a quick little preview of that. I think it's out now for Disney Plus, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
This was like a year ago he showed me. It's pretty cool.
He is to say like you're working with a legend is one thing to say, but Disney has literally anointed him a legend, I believe. Is he a Disney legend?
Oh yeah,
he should be by now.
You know, it's funny what he did.
He's not. He will be. Yeah.
What he did when I was in the booth recording. I don't know how we got into the discussion of Goofy, and I just started doing a Goofy impression, and then he just looked at Brock and the other guy in the room on the monitor. And he just goes, "All right, seal the door, put the poison gas in." He just did a Goofy impression.
Oh my gosh,
he can't be trusted.
Well, listen, I know you. I mean, I remember when you started, like, I'm going to take this voiceover seriously and start launching into it. And by now, most people in their careers might be doing, like, outgoing messages for a business's, message tree, you know?
Yeah.
And you're already, trading yucks with Bill Farmer, so congrats.
Right?
To you.
Exactly. Working with the legends, this guy.
Oh, and I just got a message from my girlfriend. She says, Goofy's girlfriend is Clarabelle Cow.
Oh, that's right, Clarabelle.
Oh, interspecies mingling.
Yeah, right?
Tell us that story, Amber.
Oh, boy. I never really dabbled in the bestiality. I wasn't really my...
Oh, good, we were concerned. Everyone, the ribs all bummed out.
Show just made a left turn.
It did. It was kind of weird.
And
it
was a sharp left, too, baby.
Paul, we should have your birthday show.
One doesn't have to proclaim that. It's just assumed. But you say what you got.
Never.
You get off your chest whatever you feel.
I felt the need.
Or wipe it off, whatever. Yeah.
Paul's on here. Got to start confessing shit. So.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like a Catholic priest.
So, Paul, you're going to tell us the top 10 best lesbian movies, right?
Oh, God. There are
none. Number one. Bound.
Oh my God!
Yay, Jennifer Tilly.
Number two, Mulholland Drive. Anyway, yes, I could do that.
You could.
Oh, that was a good one.
Girl Interrupted. Number seven.
He clearly is invested in some and knowing some stories.
Yeah. I'm just ready for them to make hot sauce at a Mexican restaurant.
Hot sauce in a Mexican restaurant. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm ready to die.
It was a duck quesadilla.
Oh,
God. Yeah, duck idea.
All right, what do you got for us today,
Paul? Yeah, it's okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I have the exact opposite to talk about, like rampant.
I actually
rampant macho bullshit. That's what I got.
Okay, let's do it. K Counterbalance.
Yeah, I saw a couple movies since I talked to you guys last. One of them was, it's actually really good, even though it is wall-to-wall macho bullshit. Guy Ritchie's Wrath of Man with Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that one. Heard.
Now, if you follow Guy Ritchie's career, he's often making these London street gang stories like Snatch or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Revolvers, one he made with Statham years ago. And then he kind of got big, and he made Aladdin and Sherlock Holmes and King Arthur. And for me, it felt like a director for hire. You know, M. Night Shyamalan got into the same thing when, like, Shyamalan made these, like, Unbreakable and The Sixth Sense, and you're like, oh, this guy's got his own thing going. And then it's like, I'll make The Last Airbender. And you're like, no, don't be just whoever they hire to make a thing they've got sitting on the shelf that they have the rights for. Make mm-hmm. your own thing. So when Shyamalan returned to making, like, The Visit and Split and Glass, it was like, oh, good, he's back in his wheelhouse. Well, Guy Ritchie's back in his wheelhouse. He made The Gentleman last year, if you saw that. Great movie. And now Wrath of Man is the same way. Back to what he's good at. And Statham is great here. If you like Jason Statham, he can appear in a lot of hack stuff. You know, you get him in something goofy like The Meg. You're not really working with the best parts of what Statham can bring you. That slow burn, that methodical behavior. You know, he's the Transporter. I love it. Guys get a set of rules like the Transporter, right?
You just call me a hack, mate.
And you don't touch his radio. You never touch his radio.
Never touch my radio. I don't appreciate that.
That's pretty damn good.
That's good.
I want to give you an Indian rug burn.
My favorite part of my Indian rug burn.
It's good.
It sounds kind of sexy.
I think the one I really enjoyed Jason in the most, believe it or not, was The Fast and the Furious. I really enjoyed him in that.
I still have never seen those movies.
I think I was subjected to them maybe stoned-ish.
Well, especially the scene where he has the baby.
I don't know.
Oh, really?
I love that whole scene. I think it's hysterical. You know, and just the comments that the interaction he has with the baby is like, was that you or him? That's him. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I think I liked him more as a bad guy than when he got goofy and became a good guy in that uh-huh. franchise. But either way, that franchise at least knows more of what to do with them. They knew what to do with The Rock, too. If The Rock is fumbling a bunch of movies, like, come over here, we know what to do with him, we'll make you a star. So, anyway, Statham, Ritchie, it's a great combination. But this one takes place in L.A. as opposed to London. And it's about Statham is this guy who joins a security team, like a Brinks truck type job, and they get set upon by a bunch of robbers, and he kind of takes them out. People are like, what is this with this guy's badass shooting skills? What's his history? And the good news for the viewer is we don't know either. So the character, everything's a slow reveal as to what's actually going on. That's always good for a plot, you know, when they can just add layers and later scenes bring meaning to earlier scenes. So that's very entertaining. It's just a filthy story about mostly reprehensible people. And that's where Guy Ritchie really soars.
There you go.
Yeah. And good casting. I mean, Josh Hartnett, haven't seen him in like a decade, and I've been reading articles about him. It's by his choice. Like, he said, I wanted to go have a life, and now I'm back to make some more movies. And even Scott Eastwood is decent when he hasn't been in stuff like the Pacific Rim sequel. So.
Wow. Yeah. I saw Josh Hartnett was in that Netflix, not Netflix, the HBO Max documentary, Exterminate All the Brutes. He was the bad guy.
Right?
He's the bad guy in that. Really bad guy, yeah.
Oh, cool.
The really bad guy as opposed to the not really bad guy.
He's still a good looking guy. He's still really good. Oh, no, he's terrible at it.
I know.
All right. What's next, Paul?
Well, speaking of hard nosed, you know, awful people.
Oh, my.
I'm a fan of Taylor Sheridan. If you don't know who he is, he wrote his film career isn't perfect, but his highlights are awesome. Like, he wrote Hell or High Water, he wrote Sicario, and he wrote and directed Wind River. And if you've got like three movies like that in your pocket, I'll see anything that you do. So this was another film of his second directorial effort, and he co-wrote this based on a book. It's called Those Who Wish Me Dead.
Huh.
And it's in the theaters right now, and it's on HBO Max, but I recommend the theaters because it gets like a big, sprawling, it's really a disaster movie about wildfires in Montana coupled with, you know, a crime thriller. So you get the best of both movies. And although it doesn't quite work as well as Wrath of Man or as a great movie, it's a great thriller. The suspense, the tension, the characters being unpredictable, that all works. And so for that, yeah, you should go and check it out. It's a young boy found in the woods by Angelina Jolie's firefighter character. And the boy is the son of an accountant murdered by these assassins who find out the boy survived, so then they come after the boy. She's got to protect them, and then all the other ancillary characters around there. And yeah, it's just, he's got a way with just creating these morally corrupt people and has them just be wickedly nefarious. Now, again, it's based on a book, but he knows, like, when you read that book, you went, oh, I gotta adapt this. This is what I do, is like awful people doing nasty shit. Angelina Jolie's good, but sometimes, you know, she's so glamorous, it almost upstates her acting, which is a shame. But,
oh,
you know,
really?
Wow.
Dirty firefighter, and she's got these, like, perfect cheekbones. You're like, okay. I mean, I get it, but still, you kind of go, hey. I've been to 8 national parks in the last year or two, so seeing this fire, you know, is really... That's set by the villains to distract them while they go after, you know, while they go on this shooting spree to get the kid.
Oh, crazy.
Wow. So if you wanted the worst villains ever, it's guys who set a damn wildfire in Montana.
Yeah.
But the special effects are amazing. The fire looks legit, and, you know, they've got fire jumpers in it. You know,
oh,
these
wow.
are the guys
yeah.
who parachute into the fire to help put it out, and they parachute in this to rescue people too. And just like, those scenes are really cool, but you know, you'd never want to be there. But God bless the guys who are. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's a crazy job.
Yeah, and it's full of other good actors too. You need someone to be a huge asshole. You got Peter Baelish from Game of Thrones, Aidan Gillen. So he's one of the assassins. With Nicholas Holt. Yeah. John Bernthal, the Punisher. I don't know why he doesn't get lead roles in the movies like he does on TV, but I'll take him in anything, and he's great here. So yeah, and the little boy's authentic too, which is important. I've changed over, you know, 30 years or so on kid actors. Man, when I first started watching movies, I was like, these kids are just ruining the movie. Not anymore. A lot of the kids are real sharp, you know, and this kid's good too. I mean, ever since, like, Tom Holland came around, I'm like, okay, I'm going to start paying attention to kids, see what they can do.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
But, yeah, you'll find some weird stuff in there if you want to break down some physics issues or stuff you know might know about fires that other people don't. For me, it was a good adventure. I mean, kids, pregnant women, Angelina Jolie, Taylor Sheridan, you have shit. He'll put you in the crosshairs if it means that the tension's going to be ratcheted up. So it's a fun, dangerous watch. I like that too. Just not quite as good as Wrath of Man, but either of those are
streaming on. That's what I want to figure out. I'm like looking at my thing, like, what's it streaming on?
Yeah, Those Who Wish Me Dead did that cross-platform thing I've pitched about here before, on where Warner Brothers is going to put all their movies on an HBO Max and in the theater.
So
you can watch it at home. It'll just be really small and less effective. But Wrath of Man opened theaters only. It was kind of like the big movie to start the summer with a big name and a decent-sized director, mm-hmm. you know, when theaters opened up most everywhere. And I've been to the theater 7 times now. I'm going to see Cruella tomorrow. So,
I'm dying to see that one.
I recommend it.
I can't wait to hear how that one goes. I'm going to go to the theater for that one.
Good. Yeah, I like Emma Stone, and it's been a super safe experience for me so far. You know, but I'm vaccinated too, so I feel okay about my chances.
I think you'll be fine. You're not going to catch a disease or spread one. That's awesome. Why not go see some movies?
yeah, go check them out.
Awesome, Paul. Thank you. Yay, da, 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 da.
All right, buddy.
Oh, there it is. I was wondering, is the music broke?
Yeah, no.
No, it was just me. It was me just... The buttons were slow, and I just had to start it. I was like, I was so excited.
And don't forget, guys, you can always catch Paul and all his other antics on themovieguys.net. So...
That's true.
Yes.
I love that. God for that.
Good ad.
That's a fact, Jack.
Love you, brother.
Paul, thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul.
I'll tell you more stories in person. How about that?
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Paul.
Right. Just send me WAV files.
I will.
If I don't see you soon. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, take care, brother.
Bye.
Oh, love, Paul.
Auditory satiating.
Yes.
He is so funny. Oh, it's me.
And
that's
he
right.
fits in here so Hi. Well.
He does. You know what we should do real quick?
We should.
Just
do
because
what?
just we should do some listener emails.
We should?
Okay. Why not? Let's check it out.
Letters, we get letters almost every day. Every single day, getting some mail. Got some letters.
Hi.
That was Amber last night.
I don't do that. Whoa. I do not do that. That's
it's a higher pitch.
No, it's not. What is that? And who is that? And why does she do that?
Well,
because it's cute.
That's one.
Okay. No, it's not.
Here's the whole story. Okay, get ready to fire off. But do the darker blue ones though. Okay.
Okay.
What it was, Gina Grad, who worked with Mark Thompson on 100.3 The Sound.
Okay.
When she was in college, she found out accidentally, because they were laughing and stuff, whatever, and making pokey fun at other people, found out she can imitate, quote unquote, imitate a porn star.
Yeah.
So all you had to do was ask her a question. So, for example, Gina, do you like mayonnaise on your hamburger?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what about pickles?
Yeah.
And do you like to have anything other condiments on your hamburger?
Yeah.
You know, and that's how it got started.
Oh my God.
You know,
I'm still unimpressed. Delete it.
So what happened was
back is turned, I'm gonna delete it.
So then the producer Danny decided, well, what happens if we played it backwards? Well,
hi.
It sounded like a Mexican lady. Is what it is.
Hi.
So that's where that came from.
That is okay. That's
so that's the whole story behind that. So.
That's fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
It never grows old.
For Gina though, it's hysterical. It really is. And she is a lovely lady. She's awesome. Okay. And
she can imitate a porn star.
Yeah, but only that. But it has to be like a yes or no question though.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
You know that's the whole gag to it, yes, or whatever, yes. Because that's all porn stars do is go.
They do. Yes. Yeah. They do. Yeah. They yes and.
The yeses.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes and.
Some say no.
Yes and. But yeah, but they do it like this. Oh God, no! It's like not really a no. It's like a no. Yeah. It's like a yes no.
That's her.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not Jennifer.
She's Jewish. She's okay. Not your type. We understand. You know.
What does that mean? Jewish people aren't my fucking type. What am I? Fucking Hitler? Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
See, that's one thing I love about Amber is that you can mention one small thing and she goes wham off.
I can't help it.
Yeah.
I'm easily triggered.
Yes, easily triggered.
Did you hear that? Easily triggered?
Like Sunday morning, baby.
Ooh, we did the Commodores. It's very nice. Okay, so let's do some listener emails. How about that, Steve? Ready?
Oh, now?
Yes.
Let's do it! Mm-hmm.
Okay, why don't we do it? How about now?
No, how about now?
Okay. Hey, Amber, Steve, and Sean. I've been listening to you guys for some time now, and I must say that you guys have now become my Saturday morning ritual.
Wow,
that's awesome.
That's really cool.
I've been going
right
through...
Right next to masturbation.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
I've been going through a lot myself due to COVID, but I look forward on listening to you because you guys do make me laugh. Well, that's awesome. It was nice to hear you guys call Brian for his birthday and was surprised he called back. Keep up the good work. Listener Tammy.
There you go.
Oh, thank you, Tammy.
Oh, that was awesome.
Tammy, I didn't mean to masturbate at you. I didn't mean that. I just meant in general, I was thinking.
But you can join her and her girlfriend later if you want.
Well, that's not an open invitation thing.
They need a referee.
No, we don't. We are perfectly fine.
Tammy can wear stripes.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Tammy, I'm so sorry.
To the crew
Tammy,
of,
we love you. Thank
of
you.
YWD. I've been a listener since December, and so far, I've been enjoying the show.
We can ruin it still.
Well,
it's time.
I do have a correction to make on Sean and his lack of knowledge with music history.
Oh, shit!
Oh, damn!
Here we go. Ooh. First off, numbnuts, Brian Jones.
I can't wait to hear this.
Brian Jones was the original guitarist for the Rolling Stones.
That's right, yeah.
Along with Keith Richards and Billy Wyman was the bass player.
Yeah.
Ah.
I see now, all the way around, yeah.
On to people you and I both know, it was Danny Wagner who played drums and keyboard for Warrant.
I said Danny Wilde last
night. It seems that since you've turned 50, your memory is really starting to slip.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, thank you so much. Listener Eric Wiles, he says he's...
Oh, my God. Okay.
He's our number two listener in Ohio.
Wow.
Eric is a very dear friend of mine. We were in a band together.
Okay.
Yeah.
P.S., Styx tickets?
That's
of course.
Yes, Eric.
Yeah, we got a hold of Styx and all their parking tickets. They gathered them together and they're sending them to you. So, yes you get the Styx tickets.
Yeah, Eric and I, we were in a band together called Kid Wicked, and he's originally from Ohio. So, a lot of the guys like.
Hey, Ohio!
A lot of the guys like Janie Lane from Warren and Steven Sweet are from the same area that Eric is from. And he just moved back there recently with his family.
Okay.
So, and we recently connected. On Facebook again, which is fun.
Oh, yeah.
And great drummer, fabulous drummer, and just a good friend, fun to hang out with and everything.
Cool.
And,
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, thanks for ripping my ass, buddy.
You know
Appreciate
what I want to
do?
I want to have a contest and see if we can get the meanest, the meanest, nastiest, snarkiest email critique.
That's kind of hard to do for us.
No, it's not.
Because we do such a good job, though.
No, somebody can do it.
And nobody hates
us. I want someone to just, like, unleash, and I just want to read everything and just, like, marinate.
Maybe there's somebody out there that is, and they don't bother. Well, listen to us.
Yeah.
And tell us what you think.
Yeah, we'll read it on the air.
Listen.
Exactly.
Haters gonna hate. We're gonna appreciate. I don't know. We're gonna read it. We're gonna read it on the live.
So absolutely.
We will read the meanest ones.
Okay, last listener email for today. Steve, Amber, and Sean, I just want to say how fun the show has been recently. When you guys went to Mike and Kay's was awesome, especially when you called Brian and how you
everybody loved it.
How you guys left the message on his phone that matched what his message was. that was hysterical. Then to hear you guys with the trains for Amber and Zach's birthday, because of that, I looked them up and will be taking my kids there.
Nice.
All right.
Who's that?
Yeah. That's a great place. Now, since things are slowly opening, it was just good to hear you guys do a remote show. It lets me know that things will be back to normal soon. Keep up the good work on the show. Listener Trish.
Trish.
Thank you, Trish.
Yay.
Hello, Trish.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Trish.
Another.
That place opens up soon. The. Little OC Junction, whatever the hell we were.
They're taking birthdays right now.
Okay, so
they're taking birthdays right now.
Yeah, that's a pricey thing. Yeah. Oh, we got another Bloody Mary here on deck.
Whoa!
Is that one was the story.
Okay? That was the last listener email.
Okay.
Letters, we get letters, we get letters almost every day.
Every single day, getting some mail.
I think that was almost done.
It's just like it's just kind of dead stops. He just falls asleep mid grunt. All right, I thought we'd do something really fun for you because since you're a music nerd,
yes,
and some of my favorite songs too.
Of course, not going to my buddy Eric because. I've hit 50.
That was
don't know shit anymore.
Was some really niche information that he had there. That was some y'all.
And he
nerd,
can call me out anytime he wants.
That was some of y'all's nerd shit. Just saying. Yeah. So I've got some like fun things that like most music people can do. I think you're gonna kill this one.
Okay.
But I loved it. I know all these.
Okay.
And I want you to miss one, but I doubt you will. All right. So we're gonna do play an intro to a song.
Okay.
And then we're gonna have you guess what it is.
Okay.
You ready?
All right,
number one. Stop it.
No, wait.
That's all you needed.
Wait. Can I get him a little bit louder in my headphones, please, though?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Two beats, and I could name that song with two notes.
Yeah.
I felt that one in my underwear.
Wow. Hello.
Oh, my.
With the diva bag.
Diva cup.
Close enough. That would be Toto and Africa.
Or
wrong, it's the Weezer version. I'm just kidding.
It's the Weezer version.
Yeah, that's too easy.
Great song, though.
Oh, man.
Crank it.
Yes.
Calm down there, Spartacus.
It's funny, when it was released, I was actually in South Africa.
You're shitting me.
And it really was. And it came out and was like, everybody's like, oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
Something new about him every single week.
And I've known this man for 30 years, and I still learn something.
I spent a month in Johannesburg on business for a computer company I was working for.
Oh, wow.
Nice. A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Okay.
Afrikaans.
All right.
All right, number two.
Yes.
You gotta listen to me.
I'm listening. I got the cue.
That was easy. Come on. Okay, do it again.
Do it again?
Yeah.
Okay, there's something unique about this.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Shut up.
Hang on. Steve's guessing it.
It's a Michael Jackson song. It's got to be Beat It.
Hang on.
No.
Go back to it.
Not Beat It.
No. Billie Jean.
Billie Jean.
That's
Billie
it.
Jean.
There you
Goodbye
go.
Down. It's a simplistic drum beat, but it's the effect that they put on there.
Okay, hang on. Let this one run for a sec. God, his production. It's just...
Now, one thing... I love this.
I know.
Now, one thing we learned from Christian is that Michael will put in certain sounds somewhere in the song just to make you keep listening subconsciously, like a clap or something or whatever.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll do that purposely just so subconsciously it keeps you interested.
Oh, it absolutely works.
And that's the only time that he'll do it. And he'll only do it once.
Michael Jackson psychology, bam.
Yeah.
All right, number three, you ready?
Okay.
Okay, this is okay.
Come on.
Oh.
Come on. Those drums, do it again.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, what do you think it is, Steve?
Pina Colada song.
Yay! Yeah.
Every time I sing the song for karaoke, when I go to the karaoke bar, all the women go crazy.
They do love it, which is weird because he was cheating.
They're both cheating on each other with each other. I think the whole thing because it is I guess because it's a romantic thing, and they find each other at the end.
It is.
I guess.
Yeah, they were looking for something unique and different than what they had, and they discovered it in each other.
Yeah, so exactly.
That's a great thing.
I agree.
And what's really, Rupert Holmes talks about this song where he only had 16 bars to work with in the recording because they did a long recording session, and out of the 2 hours, he only found 16 bars that worked.
Wow.
It's the first time that they ever did a loop for a song.
Ooh.
So that whole song is is one big giant.
Oh, you can tell.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Okay.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Number three. Four.
Oh, come on.
Okay, it's too short. Okay. Do number four again.
Yeah, let it play out here. Oh, okay. Easy. Easy. If I don't get this, I'm getting a phone call from a friend of ours.
I actually had a hard time with this one myself. Play it one more time.
Really?
But let it go a little longer.
No, wait. He says he knows it.
Okay.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
I know what it is.
It's Hawaii Five-0 by The Ventures.
There you go. Okay.
See, I wasn't going to let it get this far.
Right?
Yeah. See, if I don't get this, Stacey Lane Wilson would have called my ass right on the phone right now. So,
how is Stacey? Let's talk about it later.
She's doing well. I actually briefly talked to her the other day. She's got a lot of projects coming up, so we'll have her back on.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, it's for number five.
Oh.
Do a little bit longer on that one.
Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Yes. Okay,
You want me to get more.
I know.
I'm doing like 2 seconds.
I realize, I'm like, you know what? The listeners need to be able to.
This is actually a fun song to drum
it's not,
to.
It's not the listeners' birthday show.
I know. I love it.
Yeah. Great song.
Oh, you turn a little boom, bit. Boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. There we go.
Awesome. All right. Bring it on.
Okay, number six.
bear.
Okay, that could be anything.
That's a tough one. The laugh. You gotta get the laugh.
Yeah. No. It's a snare that did it for me.
The snare did it?
It's a snare that did it for me. Because there's only one person who has that kind of a snare.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be Rick Allen from Def Leppard.
That's true. All right, play it.
So this is Rock of Ages.
Thank you for not putting that in the beginning.
Right?
Otherwise, it would have just been a useless effort.
Yeah. I got something to
say. Now, didn't Mutt Lange also drum back up?
No, he produced the album.
He produced it, but like, didn't he?
Produced. Yeah, this is the one that really made him stand out.
I played this in a playlist while I was doing acid. It was weird. Weird.
See, I wonder if you guys could do this with me with certain music.
We could
try. Well, you have a very niche style.
I do.
But we can do that niche for him, though.
We could figure it
and
out.
And see how well he does.
I can give you a list of probably 24 bands, and then you guys just pick a hit or pick something from
it.
Do that next year.
Only 24?
I can do more. Trust me, I can do more.
Okay.
I say we do the whole catalog of Tony Orlando and Dawn for him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. That'll work.
Oh, yeah. Okay, number 7. Oh,
come on. Joe Picaro.
I know.
Joe Picaro, come
too
on.
Easy. It's too easy, huh?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Sorry.
That's Rosanna.
Yeah, it's Rosanna Fitzsoto.
Oh, but it's such a good beat, though.
I know. This whole song is great. Everything Toto's great.
I got to meet her.
Rosanna?
That's my aunt.
Rosanna Godana?
Mm-hmm. What?
Rosanna. Debbie did, too. Debbie was her stand-in.
Oh, wow.
In the movie we did. See your eyes. Rosanna,
Rosanna. Never thought that a girl like you could ever care for. Jeff Picaro, man, so good on the drums. Rosanna. All right. What's next?
All right.
Oh, shit.
We gotta get you on at least one.
Seriously.
This might be it.
Oh,
no.
There you go.
I know it.
There it was. It was that little drop
right
there.
This is done by a blind man.
It is.
He actually played the drums on this. And I can thank our friend Christian James Hand for that.
Oh.
Because he broke this song down. Yes, it is Superstitious by the great Stevie Wonder.
Ah!
Not just Stevie Wonder, but the great.
The great Stevie Wonder.
Because everyone's great.
That fucking bass in this, oof.
There's no bass yet.
Well, no, but just
it's all organ.
Wait. There it goes. Writing on the wall. All right, we gotta pop through the rest. We're running low on time. I'm gonna do my special things. So we gotta pop through here.
Okay.
Number 9.
Oh, please. That thing you do.
Oh, jeez.
That was an easy one. Sorry.
Yeah. That was way too easy.
I figured that'd be
we'll
fun,
that
fun one to throw in because, you know, we had too Graham late. And on that time and, you know.
All right.
Number 10.
I like Zach's messing with you here. That's funny. He's thinking. Oh, come on. This one you're not going to get? I think we just a little bit more.
God, at least it's the last one and we saved the best for
I
last.
Think he knows. I think he's grinding.
He's screwing with us?
He's grinding his ears. In this. Okay.
I know what it is now.
What?
You see it in his brain when it clicks.
Yeah. Because there's just, you got to hear the rest of the fill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like, okay, play one that has a cowbell in it. There's a lot of songs that have got cowbell.
Yes, but very specific. You can always tell.
It depends on what song it is, so you got to know. This is played by the great, well, not really. Well, yeah, I can do it.
Is he great?
He actually really is a damn good drummer.
But is he great?
He's getting there.
The great.
He's great adjacent.
Yes.
Great adjacent. Oh, there, my God.
Because there's a lot of greats.
Sean, can you adopt that? The great The adjacent great.
The adjacent great.
The adjacent great.
The incomparable.
Just a bit to the left.
Yes, the adjacent incomparable.
No, this is Ricky Rocket from Poison. This
nice.
Is Unskinny Bob.
There we go.
And he's actually a really, really good drummer. He beat cancer himself just recently, too.
All by himself.
Yeah. Coughed out his tumor. Steel, yeah. Oh, they're disgusting.
All right. So, okay, you managed to get all of them.
Okay.
I'm not surprised. I knew that I wanted it to be fun, and I wanted to be music we all loved, and Steve had fun too doing it.
Yeah.
We could have gotten
the pina colada one.
We could have gotten way nerdier with it, but I just wanted to, like, you know,
okay,
play some of our favorites. Okay, so we're gonna do one
it's
bonus.
Like it's like the bonus one.
Yes. All okay. Right. Click that purple one there.
Hmm.
A little more.
Oh, okay. It's jazz.
Keep going.
I know exactly what it is.
I know.
Damn
shit.
It.
It's
I know
okay.
exactly what it is. No, and you gotta play the whole thing though.
Okay.
This is I Am Spartacus. Love it.
How you been? Boom.
This is from the movie That Thing You Do.
Yep.
And it's at the very end when he's in the recording studio by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, so good. And he meets his hero.
Right? I know you love that movie, so.
Great movie, too.
Well, you know, Graham's parents.
Yeah,
wrote and produced it, yeah.
Yeah, wrote some of the songs
well,
for
the
that.
Songs. The songs.
Yeah, so. Wrote some of the songs. That was cool. That was fun. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I hope the listeners played along a little bit as best they could.
Hopefully they did.
Without me yelling in their ears. If you give too much of it away, he's going to guess.
Well, that being said, you guys have a journey to ahead.
Okay,
we are.
So we should get ready then.
Everybody go to the bathroom.
Okay. Yes, go all make right. a pee-pee-poo-poo.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm taking my kids to the store. Let's go.
So,
I'm taking my boys to the store.
I think I've got
taking
some transition stuff
there, too. Taking the boys to the store. It's a birthday present. Okay.
All right, so we need the phones, and then we also need the microphones, I guess, because where we're going here.
We do. Yes.
Okay, all right.
Ow, my back.
Ow, your back.
Ow, my back.
You want to play some music and we'll come back?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah,
okay, we'll be...
We will be right back,
so
you guys.
What is it? Isn't it BRB?
Okay, BRB. BRB, baby.
All right, cool.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb, but there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on the table. They've got gospel Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam, walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? My blue suede shoes, and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Okay, and we're back. Except that should be turned off. Steve, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hello.
I know. That's, this is cool. It's just the two of us.
Yeah, I know. Looks like we're not... Hello, Sean?
All right.
We had a, apparently... Sean, cell one...
Yeah, I'm here.
Cell one is not working. Cell two works fine.
Okay. All right. No worries.
Duly noted. Okay, so
well, that was exciting. Yeah,
that was
wow.
exciting. Well-oiled machine. Anyways, so what's on the agenda, ladies and germs?
Okay, well, right now, basically, we're on the air, right?
Right.
Okay, basically, right now, I'm blindfolded.
Oh shit!
And
I had to blindfold him.
He's not driving, right?
No.
No. And basically, we're going. Amber's taking me somewhere. I'm hoping there's some boobies to look at or something. I don't know.
Well, she could just... Never mind.
I'm driving! So,
I know. Well, that's why I said never mind.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know where we're going. Like I said, I'm blindfolded, but I'm just going for the ride here right now.
Okay. What's going through your mind right now? Besides boobs.
Well, I'm wondering if she's taking me to the strip bar... Yeah, you know, that's close by. And,
would they be open?
I don't have that kind of
I don't know, and I kind of hope not, because I see some of the girls that work there.
they look like they're past their expiration.
Okay.
Way past their expiration.
Are you saying that they're not what they should be?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I just hope, well, I know where you guys are going, but I just hope that where you guys do go, that they don't chase the security after you. There's your hint.
There's security.
There's security.
Okay, so this is complicated because we have to put our masks on.
Are they still driving?
Are you guys there already?
No, we just parked.
Oh, okay. Well, that would mean you're there. Stop.
Yeah. Well, they're not
car
in.
Stop.
Yeah.
Can you guys still hear us?
Yeah, perfectly.
Okay, good. Okay, we're talking through the mask right now.
Okay, you, my mic is all good. Okay.
Yeah, you guys both sound fine. Don't even worry. Whatever you're doing, okay. You're fine.
You know what's really fun is that
besides everything,
we have on masks, and we're carrying around microphones and headphones on, and people are like, "What the fuck is going on?"
That's why this is going to be really hilarious.
All right, Sean. Hold
okay, on. I'm still blindfolded here. I'm guiding. I'm walking to.
I'm guiding him in. I'm pulling my mask down preemptively
if
for it, this.
If it's not the strip joint, I'm kind of hoping maybe it's McDonald's for a Happy Meal.
Just shut up and walk.
Yeah, okay.
This is a hostage situation.
Ooh, I'm being held hostage. I like that.
Yes.
Oh, we should call the news.
Oh.
Oh.
Little BDSM.
Okay.
I can give Sean a hint of what's going on.
Okay.
You want a little hint?
Okay, yeah, be careful. We have to sit up on the curb here.
Okay.
I didn't figure it out.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Oh, Star Wars. I like Star Wars.
That might be a hint.
It might be a hint. Okay.
Could be.
Might be a hint for you.
All right. I have no idea where we're at.
Okay, here's what happened. You guys went into a transport. The tractor beamed you to Star Wars Land at Disneyland. There. That's where you are. Okay.
That would be pretty sweet, actually.
That's how you got there so quick.
I want that to happen. Ooh, fireworks. Batteries.
At a decent price.
Plants.
Also decent
plants.
Price.
We mean plants.
Don't run this pole right there, Sean.
You know, the plants that are on Dagobah.
Okay.
You know.
Can you smell where we're at? Can you smell?
Can I smell where we're at? No.
I can smell. Oh, my mask is down.
Is
shit.
Anybody just looking at you guys like you're just the freaking...
No, everyone's ignoring us because they assume we're nuts.
Pretty much.
Well, they would be correct in that. Yeah.
You know, seen a blindfolded guy walk through whatever we're at, you know, it's, where are we going? Because I have no idea where we're at.
I look very in control right now. Chaotic.
It's the women's locker room in Cal State Fullerton.
Here's another clue.
Okay, take it. Okay, we're going to go this way. Take a left. Take a left. Oh, sporting goods. That's my section.
Sporting goods? What do you mean sporting goods?
I'm not taking you there, though. That's my section, not yours.
Okay, we're playing Superman theme for some reason.
Just a give.
There's a
guess.
Theme here. Do you get
There's
it?
There's a theme.
Yeah.
There's a theme.
Yeah. So John Williams?
No.
We're going to the John Williams store.
Yeah.
Oh, I see an Oofy. Sorry.
Okay.
Hang on. Keep walking. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to... Come here.
Okay.
I'm going to take your blindfold off, and then you get to... This is like what I did for my kids. You get to pick any toy you want for your birthday.
Okay, we're at Target is where we're at. We're at a Target.
Inside Disneyland.
I'm in the toy section at Target here.
Yes.
And there's some other guys, people here looking at some Batman stuff and Star Wars figures.
Not a single Superman.
New Batman thing.
And, dude, they got like the new Masters of the Universe cat.
Do they really?
Oh my gosh.
Space Jam with LeBron James.
What?
What?
Okay, somebody else just got excited.
Get it.
Not LeBron.
I'll give you the money for it.
You want the LeBron?
Yeah.
You really do?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the last one. I'll get it for you.
Okay, thank you.
Steve, I got you a toy too.
Is there a Daffy Duck?
Okay, if Paul Preston is still listening...
I don't see a duck.
We need to get him these Ghostbuster figures.
Oh, my God. Should we get him Bankman?
And
Do you think he already has it? I bet he already has it.
He might. Is there, like, a Looney Tunes Space Jam toy? Like, Bugs, Daffy, anything?
No, it's just this one is the only one left.
Lakers propaganda.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
But hang on. There's more Space Jam.
Steve just announced he's going to the bathroom.
Sean's looking at Batman stuff. I'm looking at Space Jam 4.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Batman stuff here.
Steve, hang on. There's Tasmanian Devil. There's Marvin.
Okay.
The Martian.
I gotta admit.
I found Lola Bunny.
You're kidding me. They have that one, but not the ones that I'm looking for. That is crap.
Yeah. So what'd you
guys aren't going to believe this. Do you have your regular phone with you?
I have my regular phone? Yeah.
Okay. You got to take a picture of this. This is Batman from the multiverse. It's called Dark Father. He actually has a guitar.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Hang on.
It's the death metal, Dark Knight's death metal.
Oh, that sounds like my toy.
That's kind of cool.
Is that what you're choosing?
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and then they got this. Okay, take a picture of that one for Zach also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think Zach would like these.
Probably.
Robin, this is the Robin King.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. What's your birthday present?
I don't know.
I have to pee. Hurry up.
I asked you before you left. I asked you, did you have, does anybody have to go pee? You said no.
It was too busy. Oh, there's a Superman multiverse. He's all jacked up. Woo.
Nope, I already played Superman. Okay.
I'm over in the Lego section right now.
Oh, Legos. I'm so sorry you can't escape us, sir. I'm sorry. We're super annoying.
Okay, this I'm getting then.
Okay.
Okay, I want to see. I want to see a picture right now.
Super. It's a Super Friends Batmobile.
Oh,
it's
wow!
Amazing looking. It's like the classic Hot Wheel. Is that the one? Not the.
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
It's weird that I got the more expensive toy for Steve.
It's not even his birthday.
I would love a Space Jam Bugs Bunny. I'm bummed.
There's not just Lola. Oh, that's crazy.
Nobody wants Lola.
It's a Lego
bust.
Batman head bust, yeah. It's only $60. Ugh.
Only.
Ooh.
But only.
I collect the Batmobiles. So that one's cool. So that I haven't seen yet. So that we picked up.
It's right here. I've got it for you, little boy.
All right.
What about this one?
I think I've got that one already.
The armored one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Knight
Rider. What's up here?
That's just regular stuff. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna go check out, and I'm not gonna pee my pants.
Oh, you're what? Wow.
I'm gonna refrain from.
Wow. What's up with the commercials?
Yeah, what is up with the commercials, guys?
What commercials? I'm just playing music underneath.
Oh, you're right. It sounds like commercials. Okay, now that his blindfold is off, he can ask me because I honestly don't know where the hell I'm going.
This was cool. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I appreciate that.
You were a good boy for your birthday.
What is this, Christmas?
Good boy.
He was a good boy this year, Sam.
Oh, I like that sports bra.
Ooh, that is a nice little sports bra.
Okay, next on the segment.
Does it fit you, Sean?
Yeah.
Amber tries on sportswear.
And I describe it.
Let's not.
It's stretchy.
And say we didn't.
It lifts. It stitches it together.
Oh, my God.
It makes one good one.
Let's do the self-checkout. How about that?
Self-checkout? Yeah. Or
are they going to let you?
I think they're open.
Sure, the manager will come over.
Straight ahead.
Oh, okay, right here?
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Hi.
So, we're with Trinity right now. She's checking us out. And, of course, she's looking at us very weird. Hi, Trinity.
You're on the radio.
It's my birthday, Trinity. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Throw candy at him.
I don't have any candy.
No, I was talking to Trinity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hi, Trinity.
That's actually cool.
Heck, yeah, that is.
Now, the funny thing is, though, is that even though this is mine now,
right,
this is going to go in Roman's bedroom.
Yeah.
For the rest of the collection that he's got.
I like it.
Great. Thank you, Trinity. Take care.
Thank you so much. Woo!
All right. So I guess we'll head back in the car. We're exiting Target right now.
Guys, don't be boring while we're gone.
Okay. We are going to play some music, and we'll be right back.
Too late for that.
All right. We'll be right there.
All right.
Okay, we'll be back.
Bye.
Toys.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah. Thank you. And we're back with the Steve and Zach podcast.
Yeah, did you ever see that movie that music was from?
Atari. Yeah, I've seen the movie enough times.
Yeah, with
John Wayne.
Duke.
Yeah.
What the hell?
The Steve and Zach show is off to a great start, by the way. It's probably the best podcast in the history of history.
But, what year was Atari made?
I don't, God. Come on. 35. Come on, man. What,
like, oh, you're close. 62.
That wasn't my final answer. You know, we could just stare at the wall awkwardly until they show up. You know, I wish we could just call somebody. We should just call someone. What do you think?
Who can we call?
You know, let's call my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Let me give it a shot. Hold on.
Hey, you're in charge.
Yeah, might as well.
You know, you just go ahead and
let's see.
Dial away.
I know she's listening.
She's probably going, you idiot.
You know she's not going to pick up, right?
Hi.
Oh, my God, she picked up. We should have bet, Steve. You know, you would have. I would have totally bet you $100. She will not pick up, and you would have had $100 in your pocket right now.
There we go.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Romy, Blue Christmas cover. How many do you have?
47.
47. Kristen, did you hear that?
Crap.
He's got 47 Hot Wheel Batmobiles.
And that's too many.
And that's just Batmobiles. That's not counting cars from like Robin or Bane or Joker or the motorcycles.
Wait, there's a Joker mobile?
Ooh, Joker.
Yeah. A Joker mobile. Wow. Well, Steve, Christopher, this is Kristen. It's my lovely girlfriend.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
She listens every Saturday. She loves us.
Oh, really?
That's right. So I'm sure, honey, you've been listening that we took Sean to, well, Amber took Sean to Target.
Uh-huh.
And now
they're back. Actually,
you know what? They just got back.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, you know what? Stay on the line.
Three,
I'm going to surprise them.
Two. One.
Hey, they're back.
Everybody.
Ta-da.
We got a surprise phone call.
The... Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Oh, that's so cool. Thank you.
Oh, that is cool. Oh, super. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I have to pee really quick.
Okay.
Hey, go pee.
Christopher now has 44 Hot Wheel cars.
Well, it's actually mine. He just gets to be in his room.
Oh, right. Okay. So. I already blew his cover and said Roman, so it doesn't matter anymore.
All right. Yeah,
oh,
I got my headphones on now.
Yeah. They're, caller, you want to say happy birthday?
Happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
It's like there's a question there.
Sean, you've never met her. This is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Who's Kristen?
My girlfriend.
Oh, your girlfriend. Who's Hi.
his ears just perked.
How are you?
God.
I'm all right.
Cool. How are you enjoying your boyfriend producing this show?
He's all right.
Oh, great.
Oh, good. Great. That means that she changes the channels, you know, as soon as she goes off the phone. Great.
Come on. Do you really listen to us every week?
I do.
And what do you think of the show so far?
There's parts I enjoy.
Well said.
And then there's parts where she texts me angrily.
And which parts would those be?
It's usually if I say something stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
As anybody yells at anyone
keep
over
in line.
Oh, cool. Well, Chris, it's finally nice to hear your voice and everything. And nice to meet you.
Isn't she adorable?
She is. She's very talkative. I love that about her.
Well, I was kind of interrupted with something I was about to do, so.
Okay, honey. Well, I will let you go, and I will talk to you later, okay?
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
As Amber, you just had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I had to pee really bad, man.
Well, I asked you before we left. Did you have to go pee? You said no.
Listen. I did not say no. I just did not have time.
You didn't say yes.
Who the hell was it? Who did I miss?
Kristen.
Kristen.
Oh, Kristen. Well,
say your apology.
Yeah.
Say my apology?
Yeah.
She's listening to the show, so.
What's my apology? I'm sorry I had to piss. Like, what am I saying? I'm sorry my body did a body thing. Kristen, I love you.
A body thing.
A body thing.
I'm sorry my body had to do a body thing. That's totally normal. Everybody does.
Okay. Well,
anyway, so well, you know what we should do?
We should play the game.
We should play the game.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the only show to cause Minnie to make out with Goofy I actually saw that happen. No, really. Quiz me.
Quiz you.
God, that was disturbing on so many levels. What? Okay.
Huh? We'll have to do this soon. I had one extra thing, but we'll have to do it soon because we're running out of time.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Save this little tidbit here.
So, right. What's his face over there?
What's his face?
Hi, what's your face?
Hey, you intern.
Christopher.
Yes.
Piece of
there you are.
Something else. Yeah,
nobody's handing me the questions yet.
Oh.
I think
it was under the impression that the request. Is that it?
As long as, yep, they're not the ones from last week, so I think we're good on that part.
All right.
Question number one.
Yes.
What is deodorant? Never mind.
Oh. It is sneaky stuff.
Yes, it is.
The sneaky stopper.
All right. Top Gun had a successful song hit.
Zach.
By, yes.
Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone.
No.
Oh,
wow. Oh.
All right. Anybody else going to come in before
I finish? That's
what I'm
going to guess. All
right. Sean. Yes?
I'm going to say probably the only one that came off of that was Berlin, Take My Breath Away.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
Successful hit by Berlin. Which song was it?
That's that scene where they have the sex.
Damn. Yes. And that, they actually had to reshoot that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, question number two.
They were in a relationship, by the way.
What was the name of the only song from a Hitchcock film to ever win an Oscar for Best Song?
Oh, wow.
Ooh, I don't.
That's a good one.
A Hitchcock.
Sean. Theme from Psycho.
No.
That gives an Oscar.
Let's not do that one again.
Hurt his ears. I this one I do not know.
I don't know. What is it?
We failed this one.
Qui sera sera.
Oh, que sera sera.
Que sera sera. Who sang it?
Whatever will be.
It does not say whatsoever.
Doris Day.
Oh, that's right.
The futures is
ours to see.
Question number three.
All right.
What company first condensed soup?
Amber. Campbell's.
Yep.
Ooh.
She didn't even need to hear the year.
Do you know why? There's a Campbell's factory near where I grew up, near a farm.
The more
that we sold.
Oh, really?
It was our farm. It was our family friend's farm. Mm-hmm. But they sold chickens.
What year?
They sold all the nasty
Thank
chickens.
You, Zach.
All the really deformed ones. Campbell's love that shit.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. They bought
that's
the most
Campbell's deformed chicken soup.
Yeah, they would buy the most. They would buy like the shittiest. Like, well, look at that one over there. It has like one eye and it's like. Guts are rotting out. Take it.
Wow.
Take it or leave it.
Take it.
Question four.
Okay.
What type of chocolate was first developed for public?
Oops.
Hello.
Okay.
Go ahead.
For public consumption in Vevey, Switzerland in 1875.
Oh.
Sean.
White chocolate.
No.
White.
Hang on. In Switzerland?
Yes.
I'm gonna guess. I hope it's a brand. I'm just gonna guess and say Toblerone. I have no idea.
No, it's type of chocolate.
Type of chocolate. Oh, okay. Yeah,
I said white chocolate.
White.
Steve.
I want to go again.
Well, Zach.
Go.
Zach.
I have no idea.
Dark chocolate.
No.
No idea then.
Milk chocolate.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Milk chocolate?
From zero?
Yeah.
Milk chocolate.
I was going to say Belgium. But what else?
Wow.
What
question number five.
I lied. I knew it.
All right. In 1964, Cuba cuts off the normal water supply to what?
Amber. Florida. I don't know. Yes.
You're
That's
gonna,
a long ass question.
To be honest, maybe if I knew where this place was, but you need to be more specific.
Okay.
Steve.
Cuba.
Guantanamo Bay.
I mean, I'll take it. The United States Guantanamo Bay Naval Base.
Yes, yeah.
So I'll take
well, that's
that.
What that is.
Cuba.
Say Guantanamo Bay, that you're referring to the base.
What the hell are you eating?
What was that smack?
I think a horse just came in.
That was my pickle.
Yeah, it was like.
Oh, it's your pickle? Oh, yeah, I put pickles in his bloody
mouth. Pickly. Mind. Question six.
Yes.
The Beatles appeared on what American TV
show?
Sean.
I think Sean got it.
That would be the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yes.
God, yep. That was way too easy.
All right. Number seven. Look at number seven. What does Kodak, I think, do after losing a patient battle with Polaroid?
A patient? A patent.
A patent, thank you, yeah.
What does Polaroid, what does Kodak do after losing a patent battle to with Polaroid?
Well, it says with Polaroid. Well,
with a patent battle with Polaroid. Well, let's see.
Sean after Amber.
I'm just thinking. I didn't say my name.
Oh, well, then Sean.
Oh, I would say that they stopped doing pictures, basically.
I'd say instant. Instant.
Technically, you guys got a correct in combination. He leaves the instant camera business. Cool. So, good job.
Wow.
We both did have a point.
I remember they did have a Kodak had a type of a copy of the Polaroid stuff, and they had a cease and desist.
Well, number 8.
Both gonna have a point.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Yeah, you can't say shake it like a camp, like a Kodak picture.
That's good. All right, in 1986, at least 5 million people formed a human chain from New York.
Steve.
Oh, boy.
Steve.
Hands across America.
To where? New York to where? I'm guessing.
No, that answer is incorrect.
Finish the question.
Yeah. Formed a human chain from New York City to Long Beach, California to do what?
Masturbate? Yeah.
Sorry.
Right. All those hands across America.
That'd be weird.
Very masturbating.
You gotta reach in front of the other one.
No, it was to
spread COVID.
No. Battle battle hunger.
Zach's face.
That's part of it. That is one part of it.
Okay.
So they're raising money. Right. To fight hunger, and also one other thing.
Zach.
Anybody else? Zach?
AIDS.
No.
Oh.
1986. They didn't give a fuck about AIDS back then.
I don't know.
Yeah, AIDS was just coming out.
Homelessness.
They were like, ew.
Homelessness. Yeah, raise money to fight.
Did any of you guys participate in it, though?
No. In 1986, no. I was in Ohio. That probably stretched across it, though.
Okay.
I participated in it. I was an infant.
I participated, too.
Yeah.
Huh. Number 9.
I was on the wrong street.
That's beautiful.
All right. The I Love Lucy show was the first scripted television program to be shot on what?
Oh, shit. Shot on what?
Shit, Sean.
I was going to say do a 3-camera position, but that's not it then.
Nope. Steve?
Film.
I didn't give my answer yet.
I thought you did give your answer. That wasn't your answer?
No, it wasn't.
What's your answer? We want to know
the answer. Boy, you fooled us.
Yeah. Come on. You got to beat those accents up, Christopher. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm going to say be shot in front of a live audience.
No.
Continue
with the question. Say it one more time for us.
Okay, I will repeat the question one more time. The I Love Lucy show was the first scripted television program to be shot on what?
Steve. Film.
That's part
Cellulose.
Of it.
Cellulose.
Honestly, I might as well give it 35mm film in front of a studio audience.
So I was partially right then. Okay, in front of a studio audience.
Yeah, specifically with the 35mm film. All right, question number 10.
Bite me.
All right.
My birthday.
Betty
question
White.
Number 50. Uh-oh, she's going to get this one.
Steve.
Alan, what?
Oh, my God. Disappointed.
All right, Betty White has won 2 consecutive Screen Actors Guild Awards for a role in what show?
Amber.
Sean.
Amber.
Golden Girls.
No.
Damn it.
That's what I was going to say. So, wait, no, you can't go.
I can go after you. I can call my name.
Well, Zach hasn't gone yet. And
I've already called my name, though. So.
Yeah, you did.
Sean, then Zach, and Steve.
Okay, it's got to be Hot in Cleveland, then.
Yep.
There you go.
Good job.
Woo!
Yay!
Ow! That was a birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
You know, that one just feels good to do.
It does.
Let's do it.
Ow!
No, you didn't. Ow! There we go.
I can't give it that. Yeah, well, he's younger than I am. He's getting hit those high enough. My balls
say,
are dropped.
Oh, boy.
I can only go so high.
No comment.
Yes.
No comment.
Oh, my. Well, we had fun today, though. Thank you, guys. Yeah. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. And
we went to Target. We got
happy 50th birthday again.
Yes, my 51st tomorrow.
You guys, don't forget that Sean has a show tomorrow. It's here in Garden Grove, correct?
No, it's here in Stanton. It's at
Stanton.
It's going to be at a place called Lucky John's.
Don't
number
wear your
3.
Gang. Don't wear gang colors.
Don't wear gang colors there. No. That's Bellflower, sweetheart.
Right on.
Oh, I work in. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
We're gonna have some talks.
Nah, you, no. don't believe me because I know some things about Bellflower.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, it's going to be at Lucky John's number 3 in Scanton. It's going to go from 2 to 5, and that's just the open mic. And then from 5 to 7, we're hoping to do like an open jam. So I'm going to be bringing my drum set and everything. And so if you bring your guitar, your electric guitar, your small practice sample, whatever, we'll have a little jam session going on.
I'm
going
to bring my voice.
Wow.
Just like that.
I've got a feeling.
I'm gonna do the Audrey Hepburn on the mic.
So, we're gonna have fun tomorrow, so.
It's gonna be a blast.
And thank you for today, guys. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. We love you. You're the best host.
Yeah. I try.
I'm inching my way up to you. I'm trying.
Come on up.
Oh, well, again, that was funny. Yeah. But okay.
Would everybody like to read where you can find each other? Awkward silence.
Well, I will say that you can find the show on Facebook.
You can. Oh,
that's
shit.
Good.
That's right. Yeah. You know, basically by going start. To finding us on Your Weekly Dose on Instagram and Twitter. It's at Your Weekly Dose 1. Of course, our website is just simply yourweeklydose.com.
If you want to follow me, Steve, on Facebook, it's Steve Silva. On Twitter, it's at SilvaLining69.
Of course it is. And you can find me, Amber Ash McCary.
McCary.
Just my name, Amber Ash McCary, on the Instagram or on the Facebook. What you got? What you got, Zach Factory?
I'm at Zombie Mel Gibson on Instagram, and that's literally all I do.
Zombie Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
And don't forget, you guys, to listen to us on Delmarva Talk Radio at 7 a.m. Wednesdays through Friday, and on Lime City Radio at noon Wednesday through Friday as well.
Yes, thank you so much for our affiliates also as well, so we appreciate it.
I hope the weather's not too, it's really hot and muggy out there.
A little bit, but not too much.
I'm going to Nashville soon. I'll talk about that next week.
Yay!
Yay!
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Take care.
Mwah.
Be good to each other.
Stay focused on yourselves, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.